You're listening to KGOU. I'm Richard Bassett. Rural hospitals across the nation, including five in Oklahoma, are struggling to recover from a lab billing scheme that's now the subject of criminal investigations. State Impact's Jackie Fortier spoke with Lauren Weber, a reporter for Kaiser Health News, who uncovered the story.
Lauren, you and your colleague Barbara Fader-Ostrove worked on this investigation for months, and it centers around a guy named George Perez. Who was he?
He was the CEO of Empower HMS, which was a company that ended up having a major ownership stake in several of these hospitals, buying some and managing some. He and his company and his associates amassed an empire of 18 hospitals from everywhere from Missouri to Oklahoma to North Carolina and Florida. When all was said and done, eight of them have closed.
You report that George Perez and his company made money at these floundering rural hospitals by taking advantage of federal regulations regarding lab billing. It allows some rural hospitals to bill for lab tests at a much higher rate than other providers. The goal with that regulation is to keep rural hospitals afloat, but Perez's company went beyond the local level. Can you explain what they did?
They contracted with outside labs in other cities and states to draw and process blood and urine tests for thousands of people who never set foot in those hospitals, and insurers were billed for it at those higher rates. In recent years, he and the other hospital owners who established similar operations have defended that billing setup as in alignment with federal regulations. But among medical finance experts, it's considered legally murky and has resulted in allegations of fraud. What's not in dispute, though, is that it's very lucrative.
That lab billing practice may have been lucrative for Perez's company, but the hospitals didn't see the money. What did Oklahoma hospital administrators tell you?
They said that they would deposit money into this account and they weren't sure where it went. They were never able to cover their bills, or that they didn't have enough money for supplies, that no matter how much money they made, they only got a set amount of money back, or a set amount of money that was paid of their bills. In the meantime, you know, according to those documents that we obtained, Perez and Perez-affiliated companies were pocketing millions of dollars from the lab billing practices.
While Perez's company was making millions of dollars, the local communities were desperately trying to save their local hospital. What did some of the Oklahoma communities do?
The local middle school in Prague held a drive to collect toilet paper and cleaning supplies for a Prague community hospital. At Drumright Regional Hospital, Human Resources Director Allison Lunsford told me they ran out of oxygen and blood. And by December, they were so far behind on bills that the company that rented them hospital beds came to repossess them, despite patients still being in them. And as these bankruptcy proceedings continued to unfold at these hospitals and others, employees got even worse news, which was that along with their missing paychecks, the company had stopped funding their health insurance. So some employees were left with thousands of dollars of medical debt that they didn't know they would have because they assumed their insurance had been paid all along.
In Oklahoma, four of the five hospitals Perez was in charge of are now in bankruptcy. The fifth one is closed completely. Eventually, lawsuits were filed. Lauren, can you go over that timeline?
After an inspector general's report in Missouri came out on this, dozens of major insurers banded together to file lawsuits against Perez-affiliated hospitals, demanding hundreds of millions of dollars in restitution. The lawsuits, which are still ongoing, describe the lab billing operation as, quote, a widespread fraudulent scheme, end quote. In court documents, he's denied wrongdoing and asked to dismiss these lawsuits. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Oklahoma dropped four Perez-affiliated hospitals from its network, which cut off a crucial source of funding. And then lenders took him and his partners to court to force them out of other hospitals. And then the bill stopped getting paid.
Lauren, are you continuing to follow this story?
Barb and I are continuing to follow it because as of right now, George Perez has not been charged with anything, although other folks dealing in similar circles have been. But according to him, he feels like he gave these hospitals a few extra years of life.
That was Lauren Weber, a reporter for Kaiser Health News. She worked on an investigative report on the collapse of rural hospitals, including many in Oklahoma. For State Impact, I'm Jackie Fortier.